This is what it sounds like under the 610 interstate at Paris Road. But this is also what it sounds like. Skateboards.
This space actually used to be a park, and Dutch Montreal had made it a park, I believe, like in 1980.
That's Jackson Blalock, a skater who's also studied architecture. He's with Transitional Spaces, a local nonprofit that wants to put a skate park in every neighborhood.
It was vacated, torn down sometime between then and now, and had become kind of like a burned out car graveyard. And skaters started cleaning it up pretty much as soon as they realized that they could skate on this huge 50,000 square foot expanse of concrete.
When the city first got wind, they wanted to shut it down. But Blalock says once officials realized this location used to be a park, they decided to get involved. So did Tulane City Center, the research and outreach arm of Tulane's architecture school.
The skate park location is underneath the 610 at Paris Avenue. The skaters refer to it as the Paris site, which is why it's called Parasite.
That's Emily Taylor, design build manager at Tulane City Center. Taylor liked the idea of doing something useful with the neglected underbelly of the interstate. She also liked that Transitional Spaces' mission wasn't just about skate parks, but sustainable land use. In fact, many skate parks are built on unused public space.
A lot of them originated in civic infrastructure, city drainage canals, and things like that.
Designing a skate park under the 610 interstate, Blalock noticed he could go beyond sustainable land use and address a specific need in New Orleans, water management.
One thing that we noticed really early on was that when it rains, it goes pouring off the side of the interstate, you know, and like when you have a rainstorm of any size, that's like a huge volume of water just hitting down. All right, where's that going? Into the city's infrastructure, going to the pumping stations.
So with a little design, Parasite Skate Park will now help the city manage floodwater. This is done with rain gardens, dugout areas filled with layers of gravel and sand, and topped with planted wetlands plants. Taylor says the point of a rain garden is to capture and slow down the water on site, instead of sending it straight to the storm sewers.
Because anything that goes to the storm sewer has to be pumped out by the pumps around town. And we all know during a heavy rain, the pumps get overloaded really fast. So the more we can slow water down on site and return it to the ground, the better it is for all of us.
The next thing to do was bring in a landscape architect.
Hi, my name is Dana Nunez Brown. I'm with Dana Brown and Associates. We're landscape architects and planners. And our specialty and our passion is water management.
Brown says detaining water at the skate park can help reduce flooding in the surrounding neighborhood.
And it's really all about what we call localized flooding. A lot of people see that in their neighborhoods here, right? It's not about a hurricane. There's a low point. It all collects there. Somebody can't get in their house, or they can't get in that park, or they can't get in that driveway, or they're worried about it getting up to their doorstep.
So the Parasite Skate Park becomes a good neighbor. But city officials wanted one more assurance before they got on board. What's pushed this skate park through is making sure people who have no interest in skateboarding can use it too. It will have lots of signage, a welcoming entranceway, and grassy seating areas for that.
So it's important to us that we make a place that's a park that happens to be a great place to skate.
But the skaters are still the most excited. Since Lil Wayne's truck stop skate park in the lower Ninth Ward failed, this will be the first official skate park in New Orleans. Now the team is waiting on some final approvals from the city before breaking ground. Taylor thinks that should happen in June, and Jackson Blalock hopes construction is complete by the end of the summer. For WWNO, I'm Lane Kaplan-Levinson.